Welcome back to our weekly conversation with the head coach of the Ben Davis boys basketball team, Coach Carlisle. Coach, you've won five consecutive, including the tournament. Talk about how well your team is playing right now, coming off a sectional championship.
I believe that it's been a whole year transition to try to be playing our best basketball going into tournament. And I believe that we've been doing a good job as a staff, and the players have bought in to what we've been preaching all year.
Coach, this is your second sectional title as a head coach in your first sectional here at Ben Davis, obviously in your first year. What does that mean to you? Talk about that a little bit.
It's what's expected. I expected to win it. It's not arrogance. It's just as a Giant, I haven't lost one. I think we talked about it. I talked about it with Easter last week. As a player, we won three in a row, and my first year as a head coach, it's just my expectation, because when you set goals at the beginning of the year, of course, every staff across the state goal is to win a state championship. So the sectional is just one cog in the machine to try to get the ultimate goal, but we're certainly happy to get it.
And you mentioned some of the players on the team this year have been a part of the previous sectionals in their previous years here mm-hmm. as players. Talk about the leadership on the floor that maybe you got from Jalen Whittem and DeJuan Jones, a couple of players who've been a part of sectionals in the past and in multiple sectionals.
Yeah, especially in that Pike game where we had zero field goals in the second quarter and just kind of turned it up in the third quarter, where we ended up taking the lead, where we were down 8 at halftime and took the lead going into the fourth quarter. They just took over the game. And even at the last point of the game when DeJuan hit the go-ahead bucket, it's just them being leaders and being in that moment. That moment wasn't too big for them. We ended up coming out on top.
And, Coach, now obviously the focus shifting to Lawrence Central. Last time you guys lost 72-57 mm-hmm. to the Bears. Obviously a lot of time has passed. A lot of adjustments have been made. What adjustments do you have to make, though, coming into Lawrence Central the second time?
Well, if you look back at that game, that first half, we just had a terrible start. We went 4-for-21 in that first half, only scored 15 points. So I believe the halftime score was 40-15. We was down 25. So we won the second half, which is encouraging, just knowing that if we able to keep them out of the transition game and we were able to control the tempo, we could have success against them.
Coach, what are some of the players that you're looking to focus in on for Lawrence Central? Who do you have to stop on the Bears team?
Well, there's no secret that they have three to four big-time players. Jake LaRavia. You have Nigel Pack and Dre Davis. It's only their three top scorers, not to say that the other guys are important, but if we can control and limit those guys, then we'll have a good opportunity to win the game.
Coach, what are your final thoughts on the matchup coming up on Saturday at noon? What's the final message to your team that you're going to tell them before they leave the locker room?
Just leave it out on the floor. There's no reason that we can't come out and win. Like I said, we had, as long as we don't start bad as we did the last game, we played them even and even won the second half. So there's no reason for us not to be able to come out and get that accomplished.
Coach, thanks for your time, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
Coach Carlisle in our weekly conversation. They'll face the Lawrence Central Bears on Saturday at noon at Southport Fieldhouse. WBDG has you covered around 11:45 for the pregame. For Coach Carlisle, my name's Grant Covey, wishing you a wonderful day.